We continue with the day's business news. Moving our focus now to recommendations made by the Fees Commission. The Presidency released the much-anticipated report from the Fees Commission earlier today, which recommends that all undergraduate and postgraduate students, regardless of their family background, be funded through a cost-sharing model. That model would consist of government-guaranteed income contingency loans, which will be sourced from commercial banks. It's also recommended that funding to universities be increased to 1% of the country's GDP. My colleague Nastasia Aronsa spoke to Dr. Adrian Saville, who's the founder and CEO at Canon Asset Management.
Now, I think the challenge from a South African perspective is that the funding is just one component. There's two other, and if I could call them elephants in the room. The one is the effectiveness of the spend in education. And the other is that you're solving, you know, essentially a supply side problem, or you're solving for a supply side problem where you have a demand side challenge. And, you know, to put some context to those very sweeping observations, it's all good and well if you spend or you fund free education in South Africa. The tragedy or the challenge is if you look at the results of our spending on education, it doesn't tell a good story, that you are funding what is not an effectively delivered resource. The other issue is, even if you are to solve for the education, can I call it a crisis in South Africa, who's going to employ all of these educated people? So it's all good and well to fund free education, but you have 6 million unemployed youth in South Africa, of which 1 million already have qualifications.
The one thing I do remember, and this was probably from my varsity days, was a professor at the time, you know, saying that, well, half of us weren't going to make it past first year. And that was not because we were intelligent, but he based it on the fact that none of you have the skills required to manage university life and even what's, you know, on hand that is needed for you to, one, tackle some of the things that you should know from a high school, even from a primary school development. And he had come up with various ways that he thought could be used in order to make sure that by the time you get to first year university, you have everything that you need in order to be able to navigate the next 4 or 5 years. Is the issue then perhaps even trying to create a kind of free funding model or a near funding model to primary and high school as opposed to doing it at a tertiary level?
Yeah, you know, there's so many components of this that need to be remedied and repaired. You know, it really does speak of South Africa's deep, deep social scarring that remain the legacy, the tragic legacy of apartheid. So, you know, this reaches from, and I think you're referencing this, you know, this reaches all the way from work readiness programs to ensuring that people who go into university have the skills to cope with that very challenging circumstance, and they extend well beyond financial resources. Work readiness says that when you are qualified, that you are equipped to cope with the now new set of challenges of the workplace. But to rewind this, what we know is that many people who go into the schooling system, forget about the tertiary system, who go into the schooling system, will lose 1 in 2 on the way to matric. So this is a problem far bigger than funding, and the remedy extends well beyond money into much deeper social and economic ailments.
That was founder and CEO of Canon Asset Management, Dr. Adrian Saville, speaking to my colleague Nastasia Aronsa about the recommendations of the Fees Commission.